And the weather has posed a problem for the crews down in Surfside, Florida, nearly 2 weeks after that sudden collapse of the 12-story high condo building. Today, authorities delivered some devastating news no one wanted to hear, but many expected. Crews have now shifted their search for survivors to recovering victims, telling families that there was no longer any chance of finding life in the rubble. First responders held a moment of silence for the victims this evening, and we have some new drone video showing the moment they prayed for families who have lost loved ones. 8 more bodies have been recovered from the site today, bringing the death toll now to 54 people. 33 have been identified. 86 people are still unaccounted for. And among those still missing are the mother and grandmother of Pablo Rodriguez. And Pablo is joining us live tonight from Florida. Pablo, I appreciate you taking the time on what I know is an even more difficult day for you than so many others.
Thank you, Marnie.
I know that you gave your DNA sample shortly after the collapse. Have you heard anything about your mom and your grandma?
I have not heard anything. I've registered them missing multiple times. I went down there, as you said, gave the DNA swab. But as of right now, there's still just 2 of them missing.
I know that you expected this news, but it is so much more difficult when you officially hear that it has become a recovery effort. How are you coping?
It's very difficult. We had talked about this before, and for me, at least personally, once I saw the video on the day that it happened, they've been in kind of search and recovery mode, in my mind at least. So it wasn't jarring to hear the news. It's still disappointing, but I was expecting it. As for coping, it's very difficult. The weight is excruciating, doesn't allow us to properly even begin to grieve. You're just kind of in a nightmare scenario, day in, day out, just waiting for the call to come. And I know I'm not going to be ready when the call comes, but that's kind of where we're at.
I know some families, Pablo, have been allowed to get near the site. Have you desired to go down as the search had continued over the last 2 weeks?
I went down there one of the times when they first allowed the families to get close. I had the intention of going on the site, but when I got out of the car that I could see the building, I collapsed on the guardrail. I couldn't even make it to the site. I just ended up crying for about 15 minutes on the side of the road. So I didn't actually get onto the site.
I can't imagine the grief and the heartache that you're going through. What are your plans to remember your mom and your grandmother?
I just try to remind myself that, you know, my mom would not have wanted me to let this get me down. She always said, keep moving forward. Don't go back even to get momentum. Just keep going forward. Life's going to hit you and knock you down, and you got to get back up. And so I just keep telling myself that day in and day out and trying to take it one day at a time. But while we're waiting for this, it's kind of painful to even try that process. As for memories, we had lots of really good memories, and I'm trying to focus on those and trying to tell those stories to my son and reminding him of all the good times that he did have with her.
Well, you have such a beautiful family, and we're seeing them on the screen tonight. Pablo, before I let you go, several lawsuits have been filed as a result of this devastating collapse, the suits primarily targeting the Champlain Towers South condo building. Although you are not currently part of any of these lawsuits, what are you hoping that they accomplish in terms of answers?
I'm hoping that the lawsuits push the investigations to continue, that they don't allow this to just go away. I know that there's also been talk now about putting committees for reform that need to occur. What I'm hoping that comes out of that is that it doesn't get politicized once the legislative session starts in the fall and reform actually happens, because it's necessary. This was preventable. You're seeing that it's preventable because they've evacuated a couple buildings just within the 2-week period by doing additional inspections. So there's things that can be done, and I'm really hopeful that if any good comes out of this, is that reform happens and it doesn't just get lost in the fray once the legislative session starts.
And we'll continue to focus on answers as the investigation pushes forward. Pablo Rodriguez, thank you for sharing your mom and your grandmother with us as always. I appreciate you taking the time for us tonight.
Thank you, Marnie.